Well, let's talk about the implications of Donald Trump's actions in Venezuela again. I can speak to the former head of the Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, Sir John Saws. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trevor.
Can we just start with what I think in your business they sometimes call modalities or operations? You've obviously done many planning exercises for this kind of thing. How long do you think the Americans have been planning this?
Well, I've certainly never been involved in abducting a foreign leader onto national soil. So that is new territory.
That's what you say, John.
But the reality is that these operations do take many months of planning. And as you said earlier on your program, there's a CIA team on the ground for several months. They've obviously got sources inside Maduro's security detail. They've had a massive buildup of U.S. military forces, including U.S. special forces. So it was an operation months in the planning. And obviously there are question marks about legality and what comes next. But as a military operation, it was very effective.
I know you haven't been involved in this. Let's agree that. But do you think if you had been doing something like this, you would have been advised that this was of dubious legality or indeed illegal?
Well, in the UK, this would not have passed muster, and nor in countries of Europe, because the legal base that I think the Trump administration are relying upon is one of law enforcement rather than defence. You mentioned earlier in your talk with Richard Tice the Article 51 of the UN Charter. I don't think the UN Americans are relying on that at all. There's a meeting of the UN Security Council tomorrow on this issue, and we'll see what's said there. But what they're relying upon is US domestic law, law enforcement, and the use of military force to protect those carrying out the what they would see as a lawful arrest. Now, for us, that's a real stretch legally. I'm not a lawyer myself, but and I think not surprising that Keir Starmer and his government have distanced themselves from this operation without actually making any criticism of it, because it wouldn't have passed muster here in the UK. But Americans are a law unto themselves, and in some ways, this was an assertion of American power, raw American power, and a message to others, especially in the Western Hemisphere, who might want to stand up against American power.
When the Prime Minister says he didn't know anything about it, Darren Jones says we were not warned. There are two ways in which one can read that. You can read that as the government saying nothing to do with us, completely American. The other way you can read that is what were our security services, particularly your old outfit, doing that they didn't see this coming?
Well, I don't know exactly what they advised the Prime Minister, but it's pretty clear that the military buildup in the Caribbean was aimed at securing some form of regime change in Venezuela. I think the evidence suggests that we have distanced ourselves from that, that there were reports, which I can't verify, corroborate, but there were reports that there was some withholding of intelligence in the Caribbean region because we didn't want to get ourselves tied up with operations which were not legally cleared under the UK system. So I don't think there's any responsibility here on the UK side. I'm sure good analysis was put to the Prime Minister about what the American options were and what they might do. Whether they predicted the abduction of Maduro, I don't know.
As we've seen in the past, a regime change isn't always that easy. You know, Iraq, any number of Latin American regimes and so on. What do you think this is going to tell us about the American posture towards Iran and the possibilities for Iran and what Iran should have to fear?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think I'd be cautious about using the phrase regime change. Americans have abducted the leader of Venezuela, Maduro, and taken him to the US to stand trial. But they are now already dealing with the regime. The army remains in power. The legal structures of the regime remain unchanged. And they're already talking to Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president who's been sworn in as the new president of Venezuela, and distance themselves from the opposition. So this isn't the sort of regime change change of the sort that we saw in Iraq. And it's commensurate with the clear reluctance by Trump to put large-scale forces on the ground. He wants to deal with the existing regime. Now, what does this mean for Iran? Well, Venezuela was part of that grouping with Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, Zimbabwe, choose your rogue state, who stuck together and supported one another. So Venezuela's loss is a short-term, Maduro's departure is a short-term loss for that sort of axis of powers. But in the long term, I think this gives a license to people like the Russians and the Chinese to use force in their own neighborhood. Now, what does it mean for Iran? Well, the situation in Iran is very interesting. There have been these widespread protests across the country, reaching some 170 towns and cities across the entire state of Iran. A certain number of people have been killed, about 15, I think. But the regime has held back from using full force because it doesn't want to attract another attack from Israel or the Americans. But of course, if the Americans and the Israelis do start calling for regime change as a result of this, that has an unpredictable effect. When the Americans and the Israelis were bombing Iran's nuclear facilities, there was a certain rallying around the flag. Nobody wanted to be associated with the Israelis in particular. So I think the Israelis got limited power in Iran, limited influence. These protests in Iran will have their own dynamic. They will have their own momentum. But they haven't got to the stage yet where they're seriously regime threatening. And if they did get to that level, I think we would see a heavy use of regime force to clamp down on it. We're not in a 1979 situation. This is a problem for the regime, but not yet regime threatening.
So, John Sawyers, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Trevor.